From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden. Debbie Elliott is on assignment. In California today, cooler weather helped firefighters as they battled to contain a blaze that has burned more than 4,200 acres on Santa Catalina Island. Authorities have allowed residents to return to their homes on most of the island, but they've barred tourists on what was supposed to be a busy Mother's Day weekend. About 3,000 miles away, another wildfire has been burning along the Georgia-Florida state line, producing thick clouds of smoke and low visibility. Sections of Interstates 10 and 75 were shut down after multiple accidents were caused by drivers disoriented by the smoke. For more on the wildfires there, we turn to Annalisa Winter, a fire specialist with the Florida Division of Forestry. Hello.
Hello.
Can you tell us, please, what's going on today? Are the interstates still closed down?
Well, actually, we are letting some traffic through on Interstate 10 in order to relieve some of the congestion from the road closures earlier. Now, this is not an official opening, but we are trying to relieve some of the traffic. In addition to that, 75 now does remain closed from the Georgia line all the way down to Lake City because visibility has just simply not improved.
And you anticipate that being the case for some time?
Well, some of the smoke did clear out, but there is a concern tonight, again, that the inversion, the heavy, cooler sinking air will press that smoke and mix with the water particles and cause a very thick smog, just like we experienced earlier today. We are concerned that these conditions could return again tonight and causing issues with visibility. The Highway Patrol is constantly patrolling the area to ensure that there's no issues with that. Once they see a certain point where visibility is reduced to that level, that trigger point, then they will have to go ahead and look at ensuring that closures are in place as needed.
I understand that same inversion smog has made it difficult for helicopters to get out the fire.
Right. We're not able to use any aircraft right now simply because they just can't see anything. It's very thick and it's very dense and it's been difficult to drive and certainly difficult to fly in the area. So today the helicopters have been grounded. But fortunately, we didn't have a significant demand for them. Fire behavior was pretty calm today because the conditions that caused this smoke to sock us in here in Lake City have also caused the fire behavior to be very minimal. So no strong winds, just a very light wind, which did not blow the smoke out and did not push the fire. And then also a pretty high relative humidity, which is good conditions when you're looking at firefighting.
So what exactly is the source of the fire? It's been burning in the area for a while.
Right. Well, you know, the fire originally started on the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge over a week ago from a lightning strike from a thunderstorm that we had. It was just over a week ago. And on May 8th, the fire crossed into Florida and then burned very rapidly. It burned on the 8th and 9th, it burned 26,000 acres. And then on May 10th, ran 6 miles, burning an additional 60,000 acres in just a matter of 12 hours. So, and then right now, our total acreage in Florida is about 101,000 acres, and the original fire in Georgia is around 111,000 acres. So we're looking at one large 212,000-acre wildfire caused by a single lightning strike.
Annalisa Winter is with the Florida Division of Forestry. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.